You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. A week of volatility has come to an end, and why should it be any different on the last day of the trading week? Nifty today has failed to hold on to 11,900 and has been down 0.4% for the week. All that took place on the Lal Street is what I bring to you in this recap of the events on the Lal Street. This is an evening walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The Indian markets witnessed volatile swings on either side throughout the week. Both the Sensex and the Nifty 50 fell by about 0.4% each for the week ended today, that is the 14th of June. The Nifty 50, which formed a bearish belt hold kind of pattern on the daily charts, recorded a bearish candle on the weekly chart for the second consecutive week in a row. So what was the final tally on the Lal Street today? The BSE Sensex fell 289 points to close at 39,452, while the Nifty 50 closed 90 points lower at 11,823. On the daily scale, the index closed around its 20 days exponential moving average, which acted as a support for the index throughout June. Weak global cues, upcoming US Federal Reserve policy meeting on the 18th and 19th of June, the progressive monsoon, high valuations, progressive US-China trade talks, and retaliatory tariffs from India on US goods are some of the factors which have weighed on sentiment. The international trade war is all set to intensify, as sources told CNBC TV 18 that India is set to impose its own retaliatory tariffs on 29 products against the United States. Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Ripple effect from a weak global market while premium valuation and slow economy is hurting the market. A continuous exchange of words between US and Tehran regarding the oil tanker attack, progressive US-China trade war, Fed policy outcome on the 19th of June, and the progressive monsoon will be closely watched by the investors. The market is cautious today, awaiting these important events, while companies highly leveraged are most impacted." Unquote. In terms of sectors, the BSE Realty Index plunged by over 2%, followed by the BSE Telecom Index, which was down 1.6%, and the S&P BSE Banking Index plunged 1.3% today. Top Sensex gainers today included names like Larsen & Toubro, L&T, Vedanta, Sun Pharma, and Power Grid. In terms of losers, Tata Motors DVR lost nearly 3%, followed by Bharti Airtel, which was down 2.7%, and Axis Bank, which closed 2.3% lower. Very quickly then, some stocks that made some noise today on the Lal Street. Shares of SmartLink Holdings touched a 52-week high, gaining 11% after the company approved buyback of shares. Shares of the beleaguered airline Jet Airways plummeted 10% further today after the NCLT, that is the National Company Law Tribunal, adjourned an insolvency plea against the carrier, giving it a fresh lease of life. Aurobindo Pharma shares fell 3% after the US health regulator, that is the FDA, pointed out data integrity lapses at finished dosages plant in Bachupalli in Telangana. And finally, Gruh Finance shares fell 5% after multiple block deals. HDFC informed exchanges that it sold 4.22% stake in the company ahead of Bandhan Bank merger. And finally, a quick update on financial markets elsewhere. Asian markets ended mostly lower today, with the Shanghai Composite down 0.99% at 2,881.97. South Korea's Kospi shed 0.37% to close at 2,095.41, while Japan's Nikkei 225 added 0.4% to close at 21,116.89. European markets this morning have been trading lower on the back of tensions between the United States and Iran following attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Well, that it was a quick recap of all the important things that you needed to know about what happened on the Lal Street today. Of course, the podcasts here keep coming. The weekly market podcast with editor Santosh Nair is going to follow in a few hours. And so are Digging Deeper podcasts, which we'll be talking about a gig economy there. What, first of all, is a gig economy and how to navigate it? Are you in one already? Well, if you are, what are the tricks and hacks you need to know to get better at that job? That's something we'll be discussing on Digging Deeper. And as usual, a recap of the world and the events therein in about 25 minutes on Stories of the Day. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.